Good afternoon. John Loretta, WNIR News. Brought to you by Barberton Tree Service, where they work year-round tree trimming and removal. Call now for a free estimate, 330-848-2344, with 85 trucks and more than 95 employees. Barberton Tree Service, 330-848-2344. Ripman Police Sergeant Scott Reese laid to rest on Friday afternoon, days after he was shot and killed in the line of duty. The funeral held at Northside Christian Church in Wadsworth drew a standing room only crowd from the greater Ripman community. Reese married to his wife for 29 years. He leaves behind two daughters. The service concluded with a final radio call for Reese. The message from law enforcement was to carry forward the passion and dedication he had for others. The shooting this past Sunday took the lives of Reese, 44-year-old Christy McWilliams, and 13-year-old McKinley McWilliams. Four other members of law enforcement shot, and also a police canine. The mother and daughter, Christy and McKinley McWilliams, will be laid to rest today. Visitation from 4 to 7 at Ripman United Methodist Church at 211 North Metzger Street, with a memorial service to follow. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigating last month's explosion and fires that destroyed several homes and damaged more than 30 in Twinsburg Township. Federal records show inspection involves Unity Group LLC, the company that was installing fiber optic cable in the Woodland subdivision the day of the explosion. According to a recording of 911 calls, a worker reported hitting a gas line before the explosion. An OSHA spokesperson said they could not comment because the investigation is ongoing. The city of Akron tried to make it very hard for Highland Tavern to renew its liquor license. They believe many of the police calls for service in that area connected to the Highland Square Bar. At this week's city council meeting, they voted not to renew the liquor permit for the long-standing tavern. As the license is set for renewal in October, now the objection from the city council has been sent to the Ohio Division of Liquor Control for a final decision. Akron Police Department believed the last 2 years, the number of calls for service in the Highland Square area can be traced back to the Highland Tavern. And now police and the city want to shut it down. For local news anytime, go to WNIR.com. WNIR weather, mostly cloudy this morning, clearing to sunny this afternoon, possibility of a scattered shower, 84. Tonight, clouds in 62. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high reaching the mid to upper 80s. Currently, it's 79 degrees at the Talk of Akron, WNIR.